as now we go live to a gentleman who will join us from the beautiful Tri-Cities. Let's bring Malik Foreman in. Malik, buenos dias to you, my friend, as I welcome you in today to the program. Great to talk with you. Congratulations today on signing with Tennessee. And hey, you're one of the few, the proud man, an in-state kid that gets to do it. How does it feel today to sign with Tennessee?
It feels great. It's like a dream coming true. This has been my dream ever since I was a little kid, and now that it's here, it's just unreal.
I can't imagine for you what the process has been like, and you're going to have a real opportunity here to prove yourself. You know, a lot of guys are going to walk in here with a lot of stars by their names and a lot of hype, and you're going to be one of these guys that's going to come in a little bit under the radar. Does that give you a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, it kind of gives me some kind of edge to prove myself that the stars don't really matter. It's just the player, you know what I'm saying?
I completely know what you're saying from this standpoint. We've seen a lot of guys, and they list you as a three-star player. We've seen a lot of guys come into this program and other programs as three-star players and walk out and play pro football. I've seen a lot of five-star guys today. In fact, there are a couple sitting in this room with me here at Mulligan's that were five-star players that their college career didn't work out for them, including Harvey, who's sitting right next to me. So my thought for you Thanks. Today is your life and the opportunity to do what you're about to do is in front of you. How do you feel like you project to the next level?
I'm just going to go in and compete and work as hard as I can. I know nothing's going to be given, and I just got to go out and earn what's out there.
What have Tennessee coaches told you?
That if I came in and worked, I could make an impact early and got all the schemes and stuff down. I'll probably play more defense and return stuff, but I'm not sure right now. I just got to wait until I get up there.
Yeah, you anticipate starting out in the secondary, and in Tennessee today lost Von Bell, so obviously that'll perhaps create a little space for you in the secondary. Who in the heck knows? Do you have a position that you feel like you're a corner?
I don't really have a preference. I just like being on the field and making the impact where I can make it the best.
What about returning kicks? You know, that's a neat area here and has been. Do you feel like that's something you mentioned it? Is that something you're comfortable doing or would be comfortable doing?
Yeah, I'd be very comfortable doing that. I think the kicking game and the return game is where you can make big plays and change the momentum of the game and just make big plays. So I'd be very comfortable doing that.
I understand. Is your teammate Devon Swafford near you? Is he near you right now? Because he was supposed to join us.
He's right in front of me right now.
Hey, say a few words about him. He's getting ready to come down here as a walk on. Give me a few words about him.
Devon's a competitor. He's up in your face the whole game, and he's just real aggressive. He's a real aggressive, a defensive back. I think that's what he uses best.
Him and now, hey, I want to congratulate you on your big day. Thanks for sharing part of it with us today, Malik. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.